Now the dictation for Lori, L-O-R-I, Baker, B-A-K-E-R, January 11, 17. Address is a letter to Eva, E-V-A, Bartlett, P as in boy, A-R-T, L-E-T-T, 2915348. Dear Eva, a follow-up for Mrs. Baker, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, a small kidney on the right side. The last visit was in August. We offer her an in-person visit. He chooses a video. Abdominal pain followed by gastroenterology, Dr. Tabor, T-A-B-O-R, ultrasound of abdominal aorta without major abnormalities. About 50% or less stenosis on the right iliac artery, but she's having no claudication symptoms. Blood pressure remains high. We've been adjusting medications. She's off ACE inhibitors or ARBs because of prior worsening kidney function. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, urine without infection, no cloudiness or blood, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Is my understanding an echocardiogram has been normal? I do not have the report. Blood pressure remains high, 180s over 80s and 90s. Present blood pressure Norvasc 10 milligrams. Takes Demadex, which is 20 milligrams in the morning, 3 days a week, an extra dose in the afternoon. The hydralazine recently increased 100 to 3 times a day. Also on HCTC, 25 milligrams. Next paragraph, she looks alert to the intestine free. She's on no respiratory distress, able to speak full sentences. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistry is creatinine 2.1, and that has been slowly progressive over time, with a present GFR around 26 at stage 4, low sodium 127, low potassium at 3, bicarbonate at 25, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, progressive over time, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of urinary encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, a small kidney on the right side, low normal in the left. Peak systolic velocity is not documenting renal artery stenosis. They are able to see very well the proximal both renal arteries, and the pressures are less than 200. It was 64 on the right and 103 on the left. The middle part of the arteries could not be seen. You expected, however, abnormalities already happening early in the branching of the kidney artery. So this is unlikely for renal artery stenosis. At the same time, she's always concerned. She's concerned about exposure to IV contrast if we do a formal CT scan angiogram. We see how she's doing with the maximal dose of hydralazine. I will not avoid a second trial of ACE inhibitors or ARBs, a very low dose, and careful monitoring of potassium, kidney function, and blood pressure response. She will continue chemistry on a regular basis. She does have electrolyte abnormalities lightly related to diuretics. used to have metabolic acidosis with the diuretics, now is in the normal range. Continue follow with you, enter dictation.